This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to the U6 boys soccer team, the Stomping Dinos. They have a game tomorrow morning. They're looking for their first win of the season. Go get them, Dinos. And now it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors, where I want to ask a question to start. Where's your intro? Second question. Do you have an appearance coming up tomorrow?
I do have an appearance coming up tomorrow. We're going to be at Grandscape out in the Colony. Excited about this. Right next to the house, by the way. So I'm really excited about this. I'm introducing the band Desperado live from the Topo Chico Hard Seltzer stage. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be an outdoor venue, some rocking music, and it's going to be a lot of partying going on.
Hold on.
What?
You're going out to Grandscape. Have you already bought your plane tickets? Because I'm pretty sure that Grandscape is where the Nebraska Furniture Mart is. So do you have to fly to Nebraska for this appearance tomorrow?
It is next to Nebraska Furniture Mart, which is in the Colony
of Kansas.
Oh, wow, you're going to Nebraska. That's awesome.
It's not in Nebraska. Yeah. You're going to confuse people. Tolos. We're going to be at the Colony at Grandscape, not in Nebraska Furniture Mart, not in the state of Nebraska.
It's not a colony anymore.
Nowhere near Eric state. Crouch yeah. Street. Yeah. We're not going to be anywhere near any of that stuff, all right?
It used to be Lawrence Phillips Drive.
It used to be Scott Frost. They fired his hiring. Yeah.
So you go to down one Tom Osborne way and then make a left. Past the state of Nebraska.
Tom Osborne back.
Yeah, to Grandscape.
There is no Tommy Fraser Lane going on here. So y'all, listen, it's going to be at Grandscape at the Topo Chico Hard Seltzer stage. I'll be partying there, so come out and see me. Let's party. Let's listen to Desperado.
And Amon Green's going to be there.
Eagles tribute band, man.
Wear a Nebraska shirt.
No! I'm going to be in... All right, let's get to the
Corey
C block
Nebraska.
Here. No, I don't. You know what? Boomer Sooner. There you go. I think beat Nebraska's always stands
from
out
the
there.
From the 806, someone wants that Nebraska job, huh? Corey, are you doing a job interview while you're also introducing band?
I need a new couch. Can you look for a couch for me?
There's sure, no way you will accept that. You're like, well, how are we all supposed to fit on this fart head? How much did that cost?
The last couch we got is from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
All right.
So there's a shout out.
How'd you get him to ship it?
In a truck?
Yeah, I think they just.
Guys,
they do have a big truck that was brought to our house.
Got a lot to get to here in the C block, gentlemen. And so I'm going to have to kill the question. If you could shoot any liquid out of your hand, what finger would you use and what liquid? So
we'll
have to use that one for another date, maybe Monday. I did want to get to. Y'all want serious stuff or fun stuff first?
Give me the serious first.
All right, let's go ahead. I loved this conversation this morning with Mike McCarthy on Sean and RJ because I think this is something that we kind of take for granted. We just go, oh, yeah, the 15 scripted plays. But Mike McCarthy, there are three different answers here that I like the conversation. First off, describe how the 15-play script is effective.
Yeah, when you talk about the first 15, I mean, the first 15 philosophy has been in the league for decades. I know it has been as long as I've been in the league. So, but I think there is different approaches with the first 15. I think when you look at it, you know, we talk about them as openers, and I've always communicated as either these were the top 15 thoughts. I've also been a part of programs where you try to chart out how the first 15 plays are going to go. You know, first down, second down, and then third down, and things like that. But we, you know, it's really a focus on what we feel are our top calls going into the game. And I just think, like anything, when you're able to get that done earlier in the week, and the players have a chance to rep it and practice it, and just it just gives them a chance to get started and get them into a rhythm. And I think it's like anything in the game of football. If you feel like you have a couple extra reps on it. Particularly Friday, Saturday, leading into a Sunday game, You know, it gives you a little higher rate of success.
Do you understand? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we practice this. You can actually visualize these plays because we don't know what we're going to have to do in the second quarter.
Yeah.
But we know we can start a game and visualize like the way to approach it. And this is kind of the selection process for it. And then let's go to the next cut on that. I like this too. When do you start picking those plays?
No, it really starts tonight. Like Kellen and Dan will sit down. Dan will be looking at it from the other side of the ball, obviously, but you know he'll be getting his top calls. You know, and some defensive coordinators, you know, if an offense is really exceptional at the first 15, you know, you might play the upfield shoulder more, and just play a little more conservative to start the game too. So I mean, there's different philosophies within that how the first 15 works on both sides of the ball. But Kellen will sit down tonight and start his opening. You know, this is the first run I like in normal D&D. This is the first, you know, runner pass and second, you know, 1-3. And so you build it that way. Mm. And then we, you know, and that's what really Friday is for us. So Friday is when we start to talk about the first 15 and make sure we're, because Friday is really a huge emphasis for us on, we call it fast start and furious finish Friday, but just to make sure we're really focused on the beginning of the game and at the end of the game. Because, you know, if you look at the success in our league, you know, particularly in winning, you know, a fast start definitely helps you.
Yeah.
But you have to finish. I mean, it's just that, you know, every one of these games, you know, a high percentage of these games comes down to the last series, you know, just like our Cincinnati game.
Mike, did you suggest that Mike McCarthy was saying that Dungeons and Dragons was
sounds like that's the game they play.
D&D.
Kellen Moore, Dan Quinn, and McCarthy are playing D&D.
I don't want to rule that out, but
that is a role playing game, which would get you in probably the right perspective for different situations.
But wouldn't it also potentially lead to you yelling "Get the mace" while you're like standing out there calling plays? You're like, "Oh, use the mace!"
Uh-huh.
I mean, wait,
the scepter.
I'm intrigued of the idea of them comparing
or that finger with water.
You mm-hmm. The first 15 plays and like maybe Dan Quinn going like, yeah, if somebody threw that at me, I might be thrown off. Like, I like the idea of maybe that back and forth.
Yeah, having that conversation.
Yeah.
I do wonder too, like then do they map those out and then Mike McCarthy gets them and looks at them and says, I like this. This is what I want to do. Does he have his own?
Just a sign off.
I would presume based on a lot of things that I've heard coming out of there that he does not have his own and that he probably doesn't look at them. But
right.
I don't know. But I that's what I would do if I'm a head coach and I'm saying, all right, guys, you go ahead and start getting this together. I want to be in the process of it. I want to come out like this tonight.
Okay.
I want you guys to make sure that like we have this because our team needs this kind of punch in the mouth or this kind of thing to approach this game.
Okay, one question to go along with that then. Does it overly affect your confidence one way or another if those plays succeed or fail? Like, if they fail, that do you have an
Mike
audio
McCarthy
answer
was,
to that?
He was asked, how do
Good
you
question.
Make adjustments
Good
from the
question.
First 15 if the offense is slow to start a game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a thought process to it. I know, and I think it really, you know, it's more about where you are as an offense sometimes, and not that it's right or wrong or indifferent, but you know, I would have a second 15 for the second half. So, you know, but also, you know, then you got to, you know, you can be a bit of a contradiction. If the plays are so good and you're saving them for the second half, you know, why don't you run them in the first half? Yeah, great question. So, it's all part of the chess match. And, you know, and it's really, you know, that's why the responsibility of play calling is so important. Because at the end of the day, you got to keep the offensive players on, you know, keep them on the balls of their feet and keep them in rhythm, the pace operation, timely calls and all those things too. So that's a big part of, you know, the way that the players, you know, react to the play calls coming in.
And I like Kevin the thought of, hey, if we're successful with this in the first half, then we can either adjust and say, hey, now we're bringing this at you because they got to go make adjustments.
Yeah.
Or the Cliff Lee approach, which was don't adjust too early, because if you adjust too early, then you've messed up. But having the second 15, I'm not saying those plays weren't good enough for the first half, but have a second 15 that makes the adjustment for. We set them up with this to knock them down in the second half. But that was the complaint about the Garrett team. They had their first 15, and then What do you do from there? You know, second half was, let's just run the first 15 back out.
I think that's why I like that he answered his own question when he was like, oh, great question. And so I like that in the midst of that, he pointed out that, yeah, no, I get your point.
And so, I mean, and that's the other thing, too, is like in second quarter on second drive, let's say you took 15 plays to get your first drive. Hopefully, I'm betting within that group of your first 15, you have something that you're hoping can strike big for a touchdown.
Right, but my question straight away, I tell you right now, Cowboys' first offensive drive Monday night is going to be 15 plays. You're stoked, right? Because that means you move deep into their territory.
It ends in 3 points, though, I'm saying.
Or, yeah, you just keep getting first down, penalty. Oh. First down, penalty. Like, you're just like, man, it's taking us 3 plays, but then we eventually keep getting a penalty to get pushed back, but we keep going the same distance.
All right, I don't know if you heard this. That was good talk about the Cowboys. Now let's get into some fun.
Okay.
Kevin, Masterpiece of the Week will be coming up here at 1:30.
Right.
I thought at 1:30 today.
He knows.
I thought this would be fun for it, but we know how Masterpiece of the Week goes. So.
She said, Liz.
Jane Slater had this message about her Longhorns to Sean and his Texas Techies this morning.
I forgot he adopted them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what they're called.
Yo, Sean, while I thoroughly enjoyed your interview with whoever that Red Raiders head coach was, I thought Gavin Dawson already taught you not to bet against the Orange Magic. It's clear that RJ, and this pains me to say it, watches more football than you. The Longhorns are going to burn Tech as bad as you burn that meat on your grill every weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if Bryson has already committed to Texas by halftime. Sark's going to carry my Longhorns to victory, much like you were carried to state by your mixed doubles partner. Also, your hands, they're so incredibly small. Seriously, my hands are bigger than yours. I don't even need a joke for that one. Hook up, Sean! Texas fight! Texas fight!
I'm not a YouTube fan, but Jane went.
That was
she went scorched earth on Sean. And I thought
you got carried to state by your mixed doubles partner. That just felt. That didn't even feel relevant to the conversation.
No,
she was like, "This is why Texas is better." Also, I think your high school achievements are trash. Like that was amazing.
How come Sean's meat doesn't look better on Instagram?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
That might have been a DM. I don't know if this is a Brett Favre situation. Then he's going to start defrauding the government after this.
What do you like? Hold on. Are you really saying that like what he cooks doesn't look good, or are you just trying to make a joke, Mike?
What do you think?
I think you're just trying to make a joke. The smile on his face leads me to believe.
I don't know
that he was just trying to make a
joke. I'm hoping Sean's up from his nap and he's really offended right now.
I really like. Listen,
top notch.
Everybody sees Jane on NFL Network all the time. She's a pal to the station. She's a Tolo. She's always around. Like even whenever we were in Oxnard, she was like, "What are we doing this weekend?"
Right.
You know, so it's I like that she's still part of the family there. And then last, did you have something else?
I was
going to
say, my favorite was, like, I think the first interview she did with us when we took over middays, and she goes, well, if anybody knows how tough it is to hold down that midday spot, it's me. She goes, be careful.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Oh, man. Good luck, guys. And then lastly.
I think she'd be a good mom because she really loves her dogs, and if she had to take care of a human, that would, you know.
She would go mama bear on people.
Yeah, you love that dog. Yeah, or dogs.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Last one, and Mike, I know you don't believe in time.
Oh my
God. Do you believe in space? Yes or no is all you have to say.
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay.
It's infinite.
The headline, Saturn is tilted after a moon smashed into it, scientists say. Yeah, I guess this was a while back.
What does that mean for Earth?
A few days ago, yeah, scientists have suggested
that. It's not about you.
yes, it is.
You
never heard this show?
A moon crashed into it, and its rings swirl around at a roughly 25-degree angle to its orbit around the sun, but it is less clear how it came to be tilted, with scientists thinking it probably has something to do with Neptune, its neighbor, since the tilt is similar to its orbit.
Okay, here's the issue with this story,
Saturn
too.
Saturn has 83 moons.
Well, the problem is I just watched Moonfall, and so now I'm paranoid that something that happens outside of Earth is absolutely going to try to take us down. So,
yeah,
I'm concerned about this. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.
We're out of time.
The Fan.
I was going to talk about Earth again.
Thank God. And coming up next.
1953, some dude
coming
from California.
Coming up next.
Oh,
we will talk.
God, I know.
We will talk with FC Dallas keeper Martin Paz. Plus Masterpiece of the Week. Please don't. It's the fastest segment of all of radio. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We've got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in a few minutes. But first, we turn our attention to the pitch and FC Dallas keeper Martin Paz. Good afternoon, sir.
A very good afternoon.
Well, I know you guys got the T-Grace match coming up tomorrow, and obviously we're about to close out the regular season. I want to get to all that, but first, I want to know if it is in fact true that you are the Paxton Pomacall Slayer and you defeated the commissioner of your fantasy football league in the very first week.
That's certainly true. I had a setback last week where Michael Pittman Jr. and Alvin Kamara fell out last minute. Mm-hmm, so I lost with, I think, 2 points. So that was harsh. And it was also a great learning lesson for me that I could trade another defense because my Miami defense had -8 points. So I took some valuable lessons from my first week, but now I'm integrating good to the football culture, so that's great.
Is this your first run through fantasy football then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I never saw American football. I didn't know the rules. So for me, this first year is just learning the rules and getting into it. And yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. Every Sunday, 12 o'clock, I'm ready for a football Sunday, so it's perfect.
If, I'm not saying this that you do this, but many a keeper will point at people when your fantasy football team goes wrong, do you start pointing at people like, hey, where were you on that one?
No. It's just, it's my own responsibility, I think. And yeah, you have to do your good work at the draft and then make some technical changes, like being a coach of a soccer team, I think. So no, focus on what you can influence by yourself.
Do you like text Paxton or do you wait till you see him face to face? Like how?
I made a very fun video. I edited it a little bit myself because he spoke before, after the draft, he spoke and said like that I made some rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
And then I made a bit of mock out of himself. So that was really funny. But no, it's all fun.
Yes.
Very, very good relationship.
Good, good, good.
We like Paxton a lot. He's on our show quite a bit, but he'll talk some trash on you. So I feel like that makes the victory all the sweeter.
Yeah. Then yeah, he, you know, I didn't hear him a lot last week, so it says a lot.
Now, back on the pitch, I know this is, he's on your team. How cool was it when you've got Jesus named MLS's top player under 22 for the entire year? Like, obviously you guys know how good he is, but how cool is that to see that sort of recognition for one of your teammates?
No, it's really nice for him, special. I think he fully deserved it. He had a great year. I think there's still a lot of potential in him, but in all of our players, we have a young squad. Sometimes we forget that. And no, I think the squad will only grow, and Jesus can also grow, and he's showing what he's capable of, and hopefully he can continue that through the playoffs. So he can be a big value for us as a team.
Speaking of age, how old do you believe the Earth is?
Oh, my God. Like,
the Earth?
Yeah, the Earth.
Well, I don't know. We started counting 2,000 years ago, but I think it's a couple of million years, maybe.
See?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That's a solid answer.
I'm sorry you've been dragged into this conversation that has been ongoing on the show for, what, 3 days now?
Yeah, we had
now?
3 days. We've been discussing this a little.
I think that is a great answer because he doesn't know. I don't know. Us as humans don't know how long the Earth has been around. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, I agree. I've been to, I was once in Africa, in Tanzania. They found there the first step of, like the first, I think it was like a person. It's called Olduvai Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And I think that was like a million years ago or something, or it was very far ago. So, and then you, of course, had the development, and there's a lot of theories, but I think maybe the Darwin theory, yeah, looks like it's like the evolution one, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that one makes a little bit sense. And, but yeah, well, I think the Earth and the human body is one big mystery, and we don't know 5 or 10% about everything because it's too much of a coincidence for me that everything is so perfectly done. Like the body and the whole Earth. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Man, look at that. FC Dallas.
I'm with you, man.
Home of science talk
man,
as well.
Man, we need to have like a different philosophy segment with
we'll
you.
We'll have a podcast.
You guys were worried
sure.
about my question. This was fun.
We were worried about his question.
I did want to know something, though, man. Having been out to the FC Dallas matches and seeing, you know, the way the crowds work and everything, do you, as the goalkeeper, do you like to be in by the empty, like stage area? Or do you like to be over by the supporters whenever things are going?
No, I'm like to be with the supporters because, but I don't feel like if I'm behind in like the empty stage, I don't feel like I'm empty because on the sides they keep rooting and screaming to me and they're very positive, and so I don't feel maybe because it's like built like in a cave, but. I don't feel like I'm being alone there, you know? It's like, yeah, and of course you get the warmth of the new Rockets with the big badge. I don't know if you saw
yes,
that.
Yes,
I
have.
But that's quite fun, and I have some good memories on both sides, I think, so it's not like a favorite side for me.
Well, the last question I have for you, our inside source told us a couple of weeks ago, did you meet the Queen of the Netherlands? And if so,
yes.
How did that happen and how was it?
Okay, so the council that helped me with my visa, there's like a council in south, like the southern part of America, and she helps like for all the southern states, she helps people from Holland who come in and then with their visa apply. And if you have any questions or you will want to open a business or et cetera, she will help you with all that stuff. And she helped me a lot with my visa because in Holland, the waiting list was 4 months.
Oh.
And I went through Curaçao, the Caribbean. I don't know if you know the Caribbean islands, but it's called Curaçao. It's a Dutch ally. And there it was 8 days, so I was very lucky with that tip. And I went there, could get used to like the hour difference, and then I got my visa there. And then I keep very good contact with her all the time. And then I think 3 weeks before the event was there, I got an invitation to come to Austin to the Q2 Stadium and together with our owner, Dan Hunt. Yeah, it was a great invitation, and I was one of the only ones of the event who could actually speak with the Queen, so that was very nice as well. So, unlucky that the King, he had a lung infection, so he wasn't there, but the Queen, she was magical, as I would say.
Man, that is awesome, dude. Obviously, we appreciate your time, and I know y'all are getting to the crux or the very end of the regular season, and so hopefully we'll get to talk with you again come playoff time.
Yeah, of course. I'm always open for that, and have a good one, you, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Man. From FC Dallas, Martin Paz right there giving us info about the Queen of the Netherlands.
And the beauty of the planet.
Soccer, yeah, and the planet. That was very impressive.
Thank you.
Yes, you're right. I was nervous, Mike. Is right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
What's happening, everybody?
Hey, Reggie.
Doing good.
Good.
Hello,
good
Reginald.
All right.
Okay. Dude, we got to hang out in the car last weekend a lot and
we
talk.
Did.
I had a good time, man.
I'm glad. I also had a good time.
Got to do our own little podcast kind of thing in the
Ooh,
car.
That's nice.
It was called Talking About Kevin Behind His Back.
That's right.
Oh, that is less nice.
Well, it's all right, Kevin. It's the same stuff we say in front of your back.
That's fine.
Masterpiece of the Week is a segment we do every week in which we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have been said on this program. Speaking of Kevin, let's do the thing that I like doing, which is talking about Kevin.
Everybody does.
That's right. Kevin, you said this.
I'm really sorry. I didn't get that you meant sex jelly. Okay, I remember this.
What just happened? KY.
I remember this. I did not get where you were going with that at all.
Well, don't worry about it. We got a follow-up because you said something funnier than just sex jelly.
Like, don't put KY jelly on an English muffin. It's
you
probably
can.
Gross. What? But don't. It's probably gross.
Some people had a jelly.
Okay, fine. Do it. And let me know that it was gross. Yeah. I don't see why that's embarrassing.
That's what it was, Reggie. We were trying to figure out when we told people not to tell Kevin to not tell people how to do things the other day.
Yeah.
It was not how to jelly. I couldn't
don't
figure out
that.
What it was.
It's going to be disgusting.
Mm. I don't think it has a taste.
I think there are flavored. Hold on.
877-881-1053. That's the number for the truckwreck.com text line.
Put it on
line.
My neck before.
Look at Corey also having to revise his answer. Oh, no, it's flavored.
Yeah, they got strawberry. They got other ones.
What?
It should go down smooth, though.
All right. Are you proud of that?
Citrus.
A little bit.
Okay.
They have tablets? Oh, hold on. That's something.
What are you talking about?
You might be looking at the wrong thing.
Why would you buy that in tablet form?
RJ's like, she's going to like it, too.
You can't use that for a spitball.
Back to
all
you,
right.
Reggie.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not embarrassed by those at all.
I liked them.
Good. Very good. Maybe you're embarrassed by this because probably. You and Mike collabed on this.
I'll take Baltimore -6.5. Thank you.
I will make you happy. Who's your favorite team besides the Cowboys?
Say that.
Why don't you want Mike to make you happy?
Because Mike is sometimes kind of a weirdo. Is that fair, Mike?
Nope. It's unfair.
Oh, no.
Man,
that's a hurtful word.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I'm kind of a jerk. How about that?
That's more effective.
Yeah. No. Sometimes, Mike. Oh, here. Let me revise. Sometimes what you say next is very unpredictable,
that's true.
I get scared about, like, when you raise, like, in that interview with Martin, he was like, I got a question. But he also had this look in his face, like, you just wait until you hear this question. And
it's so good.
I was concerned.
I feel like I'm the wild card.
You absolutely are the wild card, Mike.
It's great.
And at the same time, entirely predictable. I don't know how it works, but it does.
Yeah. I agree with Reggie.
Thank you. while we're speaking about Mike, Mike typically does a great job on this segment. Intentionally, unintentionally, you can decide. But in this instance, I heard this, and I don't know if this was what you were trying to say, but I laughed.
And we should trade Luka for the Poland.
Was that for, like, the entire country?
Yeah, the Poland.
They beat us. They beat Slovenia. That's my country now.
The Poland.
He'll be dead to you in a heartbeat. It's like, nope, we're trading him to Poland.
Poland won.
Yeah.
Even Chicago though they didn't Spain win the whole Euro.
If you don't know, what makes
I think Spain beat France in the Euro basket championship.
Kevin, it's your job to know things.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job on the show is the dude who knows stuff.
Like my job is to look things up.
Spaniard. But he's not a Spaniard.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where he's from. He's from Gladiator Nation.
And my job to say, what are you doing right
mm-hmm.
now?
And Mike's job to...
I got that reference,
Mike. Wildcard it.
All right. Speaking of Mike, this is peak wildcarding by Mike Bassick.
I am totally screwed.
You didn't say that.
I'll pull down my pants right now and show you how screwed I am.
I don't... That is you wildcarding.
Is that about... What was that about?
It's a sports point.
Is it?
What's it? What's the sports point? What sports point was that?
When things aren't going your way.
You just pull your pants down and show it off.
Well, yeah.
Don't do that. I mean, I would suggest not.
So does that correlate to what Corey was talking about here?
Multiple people are texting in LOL and LMAOO. Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
Oh, my pickle leaked all over
Why
the
are there two...
What does that I don't
I don't know what two
is. The bag leaks everywhere.
No. We got to play that again because, Kevin, you laughed a little bit there because this is going to win, but I need to hear the whole thing about your pickle. Multiple people are texting in LOL and LMAOO. Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
Oh, my pickle leaked all over
Why
the
are there
What
two...
just happened behind me? I don't say?
I don't know what two
my
O's
My pickles,
mean.
Like the bag leaked everywhere.
It's going to be tough. That one's going to be tough because the timing of it was so perfect. It sounds like Corey legit thought that LMAOO stood for his pickle bag started to leak. That's a whole different thing.
That's one of the
few. Like, did he say bag?
He did.
Oh.
Which, I mean, still. Why is it in a bag?
I had a baggie, but we don't have any Ziploc bags at home. So it's just those old sandwich bags that have the flap that go over.
You don't know how to, if
I
it's
know
locked.
What you're about.
And I put a bunch of pickles in my backpack.
Do you put juice in there too, intentionally?
No, but they have juice inside.
Sure.
And it eventually like squeezes out or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Right.
And so I throughout the day, I forgot my pickles were in my backpack.
Right.
And at that exact moment, I was just concerned about my pickles.
Right. I'm sure everyone
but
was.
But I did say pickle, but it was just because, never mind.
The pickles secrete the juice that is inside of it.
Okay, we can't.
Or there's
use
some
that
on the outside. Yeah.
From the 214, the leaking pickle has to be masterpiece of the year. The 972, I love Fridays. From the 817, this segment is making me struggle at my desk trying to stay professional.
All right, well, I'm not going to help you out. This is one last Masterpiece of the Week entry. And, of course, it's Mike doing a live read.
All right, let's talk about Men's Tea Clinic. No. And they are now offering PRP therapy. That stands for platelet-rich plasma. Start over. Men's Tea Clinic is now offering platelet-rich plasma.
I don't know why you always say start over. Like, hey, we're live, baby. Like, you can't just start over.
We did. Just erase that from your memory.
Yeah.
Start over. The pickle wins.
That your live reads are a treasure. And like, it was the one I remain constant. It was the one that you didn't mess up. You knew exactly what you're doing. You're like, I dare you to go rob my parents. That was my favorite one ever. That I was like, what the hell are you doing?
DFW security's got me covered.
That was amazing. But the pickle one is spectacular. I vote for that.
Corey, we're going to make this unanimous.
I kind of want the jelly. I want to vote for that, but the pickle does make me laugh. I'll vote for the jelly one.
I'm voting for the pickle.
Multiple people are texting in LOL and LMAOO. Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
Oh, my pickle leaked all over.
Why are there two?
What just happened behind me? What did he say?
I don't know what two O's
mean. My pickles, like the bag leaked everywhere.
He didn't say bag.
I know.
He said my pickle leaked.
That's how we do Masterpiece of the Week.
Which makes it sound not like a pickle.
Uh-huh. No, I understand the inferences.
It was a bunch of kosher pickles.
It makes
pickles.
It sound like you went potty in your chair doing the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Mike. That was
for the 972, I'm also concerned about Corey's pickle.
Oh, you're,
but
my
this is
fine.
The best text from the 940. If you guys keep this up, they're going to be playing gospel music on Monday in this spot. That is a great text right there.
From the Eagles Nest?
We're the KNC
your
Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan. We will be at the Eagles Nest on Monday, so Fort Worth, come see us. Coming up next, we will chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 through the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. I want to say again how much we really love Frankel and Frankel, the first people that believed in us when we did the night show. All kinds of things happening for the Boston Celtics. They're going to have Joe Mazzulla as their interim coach. And also, more problems for them. Robert Williams did, in fact, have surgery. He's going to be out 8 to 12 weeks. So we're talking about missing a little chunk of the season to start. So all kinds of things happening in Celtics land right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to know, for the fantasy football players especially, did that last play of Thursday Night Football impact you? Because it was a +8 for the Browns defense, plus 1.8 for Deontay Johnson, minus 2.6 for Najee Harris, and minus 0.6 for Chase Claypool. So I feel like matchups will be decided based on what otherwise might have seemed like a throwaway set of plays.
I'm playing Walchuk in our fan fantasy league, and he had Najee Harris. So it just helped me out by an additional 2.6 points.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful, but I know a lot of people are not.
I played the Browns defense. I forgot I did that until you said that.
Plus
so that,
eight. What did you get? What's your score?
That touchdown gave my defense 10 points for the game.
Yeah,
because that was you a free 6 10? Points.
Okay.
So they ended up on at least DraftKings. The Browns defense got 10 points, which is a good day for a defense, like in fantasy football.
Sounds like it. Jeez. Because yeah. It's like you score a defensive touchdown, you only get 10, and it wasn't like the Steelers were dominating the Browns defense last night by any stretch.
Yeah, I had Kareem Hunt on one of my other leagues, and he was down on the goal line and couldn't get in. And then
before
they were like,
I just put Chubb in there.
Yeah, they went from 2 points to 10 points.
Wow.
So that was an 8-point play
by
recovering a fumble and then also getting the touchdown.
Did you guys like the, Corey was just showing this to me, the Cooper Rush response to what Jerry said yesterday and extrapolated on today. And he was like, well, he might dream a little bigger than I do. I just want to go out there and win a game. That feels like the correct response by him.
Absolutely. I wonder if he was sitting around all night, like trying to figure out what's the perfect line here, because he had all night.
Yeah,
because he had all night to figure out. You know, they're going to ask you about this.
He's right. I'm taking over.
Like, do you think he even has a confident enough bone in his body, Cooper Rush, to give you that alpha response? Maybe as a 2-0 starter,
he's got
the best winning percentage as a starter in NFL history.
I love it.
So maybe he does have that type of confidence.
Fair.
He was definitely thinking about that. There's no way he showed up and they said that and he was like, what did Jerry say? Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
I thought the funny line
of
the day.
He was watching too much film last night. He didn't even realize it.
I thought the funny line was from McCarthy when he was talking about that, you know, it doesn't take long for news to travel in that building.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, they were like, you know, he's like, with the way social media is and people hearing things and stuff, he goes, because they were asking about that. Does Jerry have to come by and tell you what he's, you know, Mike goes, it doesn't take very long for news to travel in that building.
Because I envision, like, when McCarthy goes on with Sean and RJ, there's not people on the edge of their seat. But when, like, Jerry goes on, everyone's like, what time is that again? Oh, my God, 8:30 and 10:30? All right.
We had a news day yesterday just because Jerry was in the library there at the Star.
Yeah.
And then Todd Archer happened to be standing there, and, you know, because he was doing interviews with Emmett Smith. And then now you've got media people, and Jerry's never going to walk away from you. He's always, you know, you have a question for Jerry, he's going to stand there and talk. So, yeah, good day.
Are there any bets you guys need to get on the board? I know we're tight on time.
I would love to bet the Cowboys with anybody and everybody that wants some. You know, let's go ahead and take care of the kids' college fund right now, right here this weekend. Cowboys getting points against one of the worst teams in the league. I look forward to watching that trouncing on Monday night. So,
just a point though, now it's gone from 4-1.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah, everybody knows Vegas made a huge mistake here underestimating the Cowboys like this. I'd be happy to take a -2. You know, we don't need to do that, but
You're even shifting the line. Yeah,
I'd be very happy.
You
want to
buy some points here? Is that what's happening, Mike? You want to buy some points?
No, I mean, I feel like the Cowboys, I have it 17-13. I know we're not supposed to pick today. We're supposed to pick on Monday. But yeah. I have Cowboys 17, Giants 13 for a Cowboys win, which obviously covers the spread that they're underdogs in. So I know you're feeling more of a blowout game, right?
Yeah, about 31-13.
Okay.
Somewhere in that area. I also like Washington at home. They're getting 6.5 against the Eagles. I think they'll keep it much closer than that.
I got you down.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. A little CA right there. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. Have a great weekend.
Nice.
Stephen Jones at 3 o'clock.
All right. Looking forward to that. Stephen Jones at 3. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, either tuning in or going out to the Eagles' Nest in Fort Worth and catching us. Either way, we'll be here 10-2 right here on the Fan.
We won't have leaky pickles.
Okay.
Let's hope not.
Say good
the
night,
Eagles' Kevin. Nest.
Good night, Kevin.
Oh, my pickle leaked all over.
Why
the
are there
what?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.